Breaking news! Australians feminists ban GTA 5 on the grounds of objectifying women's bodies and sexist remarks, which, you know, is probably true. Hey, guys, welcome to the first episode of the Two Musketeers podcast. I'm Jonathan, and with me here is Brandon. And we're going to be talking about stuff that nobody fucking cares about because we can. So, what do you think about that, Brandon? The whole objectifying women in GTA 5. I mean, I know you've played the game, so...
Well, Jonathan, I mean, I actually have to strongly disagree with this, actually, because, I mean, it's Grand Theft Auto, first of all. Grand Theft Auto is supposed to be kind of like that.
Well, so but, I mean, what you're saying is, because it's Grand Theft Auto and because it has the whole gangster lineup, that people should just be allowed to objectify women and just have them shaking your titties in their face? Is that something you're saying that should be allowed? Because I don't know about you, but... Fuck that.
Well, first of all, it's a mature game, and like if you go to the back of the packaging of a Grand Theft Auto 5, and go to like where it's gives that logo,
the rated M for mature.
Yeah, it says there's intense violence, blood and gore, nudity.
Yeah, that's a given.
Mature humor, strong language. Strong sexual content and use of drugs and alcohol. So, I mean, this game warns. It warns people.
I mean, to be completely honest, drop the whole politically correct thing. Feminists, you're a bunch of fucking idiots. It says it right on there. It is sort of, I guess, objectifying because, like, they're shaking their tits in your face and you can't see their face. And
yeah, I ain't even mad about that.
Go in there and drop $40 and it's like, bang. And it's, I mean, I guess I can see where you're coming from on that line. And I guess I can see where you're coming from. Like, Trevor does say those things. Like, the one, what was that? The Strangers and Freaks, I think it's called. With, excuse me, with the runner chick. And he's all like, something about hardcore revenge sex or whatever, and I can understand how they would find that, you know, kind of sexist, but seriously, it says it right on the case. That's what you're expecting. They're looking for a male audience. Shut the fuck up. I mean, yeah, exactly. There's not much more to say about it other than shut the fuck up. If you don't like it, don't play it. That's they're tailoring to an audience that is okay with that kind of thing, but they got it banned in the entire country, and that's ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, especially the strippers and hookers in the game. Technically, if you know anything about one of the main protagonists, Michael DeSanta, it says that he met his wife at a strip club because she was a stripper there.
It's something that's very enveloped in this universe, and, like, it's something that happens in real life, and they're portraying that. You have to deal with it.
Yeah, and it's his daughter Trace DeSanta wants to be like. I'm not gonna say
she wants to be a whore. There, we got it.
Thank you, Jonathan. Really saved my ass there.
Yeah. All right. I mean, seriously, who gives a fuck?
Sarcastically.
I know. Let's move on. So, there's this Indian guy. I forget his exact name.
Good.
Thank you. But after No Shame November, he made a video of the manliest way to remove your mustache. And it involves things like like pouring lighter fluid on his mustache and lighting it on fire, tasering himself, and just a bunch of really inefficient ways to remove your No Shame November. And...
Here, I got a suggestion. How about just shaving it?
Yeah, he's like, well, that's too puss. What you got to do is you got to light it on fire. That's not how Indian people talk, but you know. It's just...
Yeah, don't try to be racist.
Well, this is not how Indian people talk at all. That wasn't even a good, like, racist accent. But...
You got to have a little more roll in the tongue.
Yeah, but in all honesty, man... Fucking razor. Now, I wish...
$50 he got... Wait. I was going to say something. But $50, he gets that lighter fluid from his counter at that one speedway that goes to.
Oh, my God. All right. So, basically, I browsed around his channel a little bit, and it turns out his entire channel is just like him hurting himself. Needless to say, it's really hot. I came 6 times. But yeah. So, England porn. I'm sure that's something most people on the internet watching a podcast like this have some, you know, background in. If you know
Wait,
what I'm
English
saying.
Porn?
Yeah, like porn that is filmed in the United Kingdom, in England. So, they recently released a list of, I forget how many, it was like 25 things that you're not allowed to do in a porno that's filmed in that country because they deem it unsafe, which includes things like fisting, choking, bondage, that kind of stuff. And, you know...
Damn, what?
What?
I mean, seriously, the British people, they're never exotic.
You know, I think that they even included certain things. I think they banned, like, anal sex because, you know, it can kind of tear the tissue up and stuff. They banned quite a few pretty weird things because they deemed them unsafe. And, like, I understand they're trying to regulate a business that needs more regulation because, I mean, it's something most people in politics and that kind of thing, they just sort of push it off to the side and try to ignore it. But at the same time, do you feel like that's something that really needs to be, like, regulated?
Not really.
I mean, I suppose there's certain things, like the whole, you know, choking, suffocating, that kind of thing, where something can go wrong and someone could die. Like, the entire point is hurting someone for pleasure, and I can see that end of it. But I mean, like, Yeah, I mean, I feel like there's just, I don't know. It's just my opinion. I feel like it's not something that really needs to be regulated. Get off your fucking case, England! Go solve something important! Like,
yeah.
The next royal wedding!
Or your new tea recipe.
Your new tea recipe. Oh my God, man.
I don't know. The first thing that came into my head when we mentioned England was the Boston Tea Party, but...
The Boston Tea Party.
Yeah,
that's
I know.
The first thing that comes into your head. You are a historical legend right there, man. All right, so...
Oh, yeah, and the Midnight Ride with Paul Revere.
Brandon, earlier you mentioned something about
what?
Yo bae?
Yeah, Paul Revere's my bae. He's bae.
What makes Paul Revere yo bae, exactly? Like, I mean, you getting it on with...
Paul.
Okay. I don't follow. Just because his name's Paul, like, is there a reason behind that?
Nope, just because his name is Paul.
Oh, I see. You, like, you got some kind of thing going on with this guy named Paul. Is that what you're trying to say? You know, a little
Yeah, we get naked and feed each other Takis. No, I'm just joking. Just joking. I ain't gay. I ain't about that life.
So, like, we're moving along really speedily here, actually, which is, you know, not normal for a conversation like ours, but, so what, are you, like, a super historical buff? Is that what you're trying to tell me? Do you just, like, know everything there is to know about history like I do because, you know, I'm God?
And you know, some politics, too.
Some politics, like, well, what do you feel about the whole, you know, Ukraine situation from 4 months ago?
Oh, what, that riot?
No, the whole, like, Russian... I don't know. I don't even know exactly what happened. But I know Russia, like, they invaded them, but they didn't invade them.
Power the mother Russia.
I think what they tried to do is, like, forcefully annex them. Because of, like, there was Russian background there. Like, what Hitler did with, like, the Rhineland... not Rhineland. With, like, Czechoslovakia and that thing. Because there's German people there, German culture, so we're going to invade because these people should belong to Germany. Like they did that with the Ukraine. Germans. Like they like the Russians did that with the Ukraine kinda, and like there was rioting against it and rioting for it and murder, and it was a big thing a few months ago.
Yeah. I mean I'm talking about like more of like the American politics.
What do you mean? Like because Obama's a fucking idiot?
Yeah.
Makes sense.
This is actually why I voted for Mitt Romney.
You can't vote. What do you mean? You just were like on his side?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Goddamn. I mean, I did not mean to say vote.
You meant like you backed him. You was like, this homie right here, this homie know what he talking about.
Yeah.
Honestly, if you want my opinion, neither one of those idiots knew what they were talking about. They both were...
Yeah,
like,
but Mitt Romney's Republican, so...
Well, you know, Republican is more big business, capitalism, that kind of thing. Where Democrat is more socialist. It's more of a situation in socialism where they're pulling to help the little guys to kind of build this, not a perfect equal standpoint, but a more equal standpoint in the point of like a social class. Whereas the Republicans are pulling a capitalist where these big businesses, they're going to take your money and they're going to make a shitload of money. And you poor people, you need to be poor, work harder. And like the poor people are what are working so hard, but they can't do anything because they're stuck doing the factory jobs and they can't move up, and that's the whole issue with capitalism, but we're not going to get into that. No response. Yeah. But I mean, it's really just depends on what economic system you lean to, whereas I feel I'm going to go with the person who is right, who shares my opinions, and less more.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and like, I feel Mitt Romney was a fucking idiot on, like, social issues. But I feel Obama was an idiot on everything else. Like, Obama was pro-abortion, but not pro... He didn't really take a stand on a lot of stuff. And you could tell somebody was kind of whispering in his ear, telling him what to say, and it was ridiculous.
Yeah, exactly.
Like... I don't know. I don't know why we're getting into this. This was, what,
I mean,
2 years
if
ago?
Like, if that election happened all over again with Obama and Romney, and if I actually would have to like side with either of them, I'd actually probably choose Chuck Testa.
I don't know who that was. Was that an independent?
No.
Who's Chuck Testa?
You don't know who Chuck Testa is?
I don't know who Chuck Testa is. Who's Chuck Testa?
Well, I believe he stuffs animal heads or animals or whatever. Like he hunts them and then stuffs them.
Like taxidermy?
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay.
Kind of like what you see at like museums. Or, I mean, he looks like a redneck, which is freaking awesome. Rednecks are awesome. I'm not like a trying to be offensive. In fact, I actually love the redneck lifestyle.
Yeah.
I'd say we would use their sports over any other sports in the Olympics.
What do you mean? Like, how many teeth can you break while trying to open a beer bottle before you run out of them?
Oh, yeah. Or, like, or seeing how high and far you could drive your pickup truck.
Yeah, seeing
up a mountain.
Seeing how long you can mud in this really dangerous area before it gets stuck.
Or play tug of war with trucks.
Dude, that would be cool.
Yeah, I know.
How would that even work?
I think you like tie a rope to each truck tow hook.
Uh huh.
And then you just both got to accelerate.
And just whichever one gets the bumper pulled off loses.
Exactly. Or which one flips over, or which one drives past the line.
Or which one gets stuck in the mud.
Or try to drive your dune buggy up that pile of rocks.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
About like on an 85-degree angle.
There's so many people talking in the background right now, which is kind of annoying, but you know. So, next subject. You said something earlier.
Rednecks.
What about them? What about rednecks? Do we have more to talk about?
No. No, I just wanted to say rednecks.
Just rednecks, because rednecks are cool.
Exactly.
All right, well.
Get her done!
All right. So, you said something earlier about the Lizard Squad, which you said was, what, some kind of hacker group. What exactly did they do?
Well, they technically, like, hacked, like, Xbox or whatever. Or like, the services. And,
what do you mean?
Like, technically,
like,
this...
Like, Xbox Live or, like, Xboxes?
Like Xbox Live. The Xbox Live servers on 360 are down.
Okay, and so can you not... What is it restricting you from doing, then?
Signing in.
Just period? So anything with Xbox Live is out?
Exactly.
And...
I mean, it still works fine on Xbox One.
Okay.
But...
And did the Lizard Squad, did they, like, take responsibility for this yet, or was that just your assumption?
Well, they did have a tweet on Twitter that said, Xbox Live, hashtag offline, which was actually a tweet that they gave yesterday.
Okay. And it was down yesterday, too, or was it just down today?
It was done yesterday, but then I believe Microsoft fixed it,
and then,
but then it was just done again today.
So it's just repeated attacks that are sending the server down?
Yeah, and then, like, about, like, a few hours ago, I was on Twitter again, and I was on there, like, they followed my, Twitter account.
Really?
Yeah, well, I mean, which was one that I created because I got so mad at Lizard Squad.
Mm-hmm.
It's called death_2_lizard.
Death2Lizard?
Yeah, but with underscores in between each word.
Yeah. Okay.
So, technically, they found me, or whatever, and I go onto their Twitter account.
Yeah.
And I see some more tweets, and probably, like, about 5 minutes after I made my account, their most recent tweet was, like, 4,000 retweets, and we will put Xbox 360 servers back up until Christmas. And then every 5 minutes, it just kept going down. Another tweet said 10 minutes left. Then the other tweet said about, like, 5 minutes left. And then that's when I didn't check. I didn't check after. I believe it would have said something along the lines of, like, too late.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Well, honest, what is with these hacker groups? And just, like,
yeah, I mean,
targeting companies that have nothing to do with what they're standing for. Like, 2011 was it when Anonymous took down PlayStation 3 for, like, 3 months? I mean, it's just ridiculous. And, I mean, do you have anything better to do that can actually accomplish something?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of them are probably... Wait, hold on real quick. I'm getting a phone call real quick. Let me... Here, just keep talking real quick.
Okay. So, yeah. I mean, do they have anything better to do? It's something that's so ridiculous and so... There's... If you want to be a hacker group, like... Are they targeting Xbox so people would know them? Is that... I don't know. I'm going in circles here. I don't really understand. I just don't understand the point of the entire attack and why there's an issue with it. I mean...
Okay.
If you're going to be honest, like, go take down a company that's actually doing something wrong. Do you have a problem with did you lose in a Call of Duty game? Do you have a problem with Microsoft because they're making more money than you?
And they're probably just like those like fat people, like without a girlfriend, and who are like those fat virgins who don't have girlfriends, just sitting behind the freaking computer, just like, oh gosh, I'm just gonna hack this. Shut down the servers for Xbox Live.
just shut down the servers because they can. What, do they think that's going to, like, get them friends?
Exactly. I mean, is that going to get them girlfriends?
I don't know.
And I mean, why did I even do this though? This is I mean, like other groups, like hacker groups, they would hack into like secret government stuff just to like find something that, which one day might actually save like maybe the human race or whatever, or Americans. I don't know, but. But technically what Lizard Squad is doing is they're just hacking servers, shutting down everything just to piss people off.
Yeah. And I mean
it's
like
me off.
A really serious crime to do that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, if Microsoft is aware of who's doing this, I believe they would have the right to try to figure out where these faggots
are. Oh yeah.
And just...
Actually, I don't know if that's what Microsoft is allowed to do, or if they have police investigations do that.
Or maybe like the FBI or
yeah. But anyways, they're going to try and assuming these are professional hackers, they probably know how to avoid being traced. But they're going to try to trace the IP addresses, and they're going to try to find the people so they can, you know, reprimand them.
Yeah.
But this is like the same thing when you know how the rioting in Ferguson, Missouri is going on right now over Michael Brown, who got killed?
Yeah.
Well, it's like that. The Ku Klux Klan wanted to they were, like, requesting permission to go in and settle the riots, which, if you ask me, it's a decent idea. Like, you get a whole bunch of people in white hoods who are, like, the face of fear to black people. I don't know about you, but if I'm a black dude, I'm gonna stop rioting and I'm gonna go back inside. And I mean, I'm not trying to be racist or anything, but that's a primarily black neighborhood, and where all the rioting is going on. So I mean, you send in people who are known for killing black people, I don't think they're gonna start going out. But Anonymous, the hacker group, they sent down all the Ku Klux Klan's, they sent down all the Klan's websites and stuff like, and all their networks because they were mad that the Klan wanted to do anything. And it's just, I mean, like, it's just useless attacks that aren't solving anything. I don't understand. Like, what do you think? Like, do you think there's
they're pissing off innocent people.
I know, for no reason. I mean, I guess maybe in that situation, the whole Anonymous Klan thing, they don't have a right to send them down. They're free Americans. They have the freedom of speech, freedom of press, all that thing. They have the right to put their sites up, whether or not somebody agrees with them. Whether or not some people agree with the Klan's statement, they have the right to have that statement. And I feel like all Anonymous is doing in a situation like that is... I don't even know how to explain it. They're just taking away that amendment's right and basically saying, no, you're not, we don't agree with your opinion, so you're not American enough to have it.
Exactly.
It's ridiculous that people just hate. That sounds a bit ironic, judging as the Klan's a hate group, but you're just... I don't know. I just don't agree with it. It's just so much stupid. It's just so stupid. But, I don't know. Do you think I'm, like, wrong for siding with the Klan on that?
I actually have no clue.
I mean, it is the Klan. It is a bunch of people, like, you know, they're not murderers anymore, but it's a hate group. I feel, though, that if they're going to solve the problem, let them do it. As long as they're not in there murdering people, you know. They just wanted to, like, show up and just have the presence there to scare people, you know?
Yeah.
I feel they have the right to do that, and I feel it would be a good thing. I don't know. So, next on the list, did you know that Adolf Hitler had a wife?
Yeah, I actually didn't know that.
Good, you're one of the smart ones. That was just a bit of an IQ test. Basically, what I'm going to do here is I'm going to give you a bunch of random
Well,
questions
wait,
and
wait, wait, wait,
what?
wait, wait. IQ. You really think I'm stupid?
Yeah, I do. You're stupid.
I is smart, all right? I
Then
is
prove
smart.
it to me and answer these questions. So, you're one for one right now. Ain't that right? What is the
Well,
biological macromolecule that is in charge of providing short-term energy?
ATP.
No. Carbohydrates. One for two.
Oh, carbohydrates.
One for two. In 2006, who won the World Series? Which MLB team won the World Series?
But I don't follow baseball that much.
Which
Wait, wait, wait. You said
MLB?
2006?
2006.
Is it a Chicago team?
Maybe.
Sox?
Yeah, you're right. One for three, or two for three.
Yes.
All right, so, how much do you know about computers? As in, like, Microsoft PC.
Well, actually, I know how to design things off of computers.
Okay, so this question is irrelevant because you're not in that niche market.
I don't know how to fix viruses, but I don't hack.
So have you heard of that website called the Political Compass? Like,
No, I never heard of it.
changing the subject. It's a pretty cool website. They give you, I want to say, 30-ish questions that provide and on social issues, economic issues, like, do you believe that abortion, minus something where it would endanger the mother, should be completely outlawed? And like, it'll be like, yes, no, maybe, kinda. It's a bunch of agree or disagree questions, like strongly agree, disagree, and strongly disagree. Those, you know. And at the end, it gives you a chart, and it shows you leftist, rightist, authoritarian, and libertarian, I think is what they call it at the bottom. And basically, leftist is liberal, right is conservative, and authoritarian is like dictatorship, you know, like Joseph Stalin, Adolf Hitler, and libertarian, if you're all the way at the bottom, is like anarchy. And it's pretty cool. It'll show you where certain important political figures are and versus yourself after you're done with the test. And it's a pretty cool website. I suggest you all check it out. Personally, I was
What, you want to know a really cool website that I like?
what?
Pornhub. Just joking.
United States of America! Huzzah! Bringing it back to the UK porn thing.
I watch UK Pornhub.
Nah.
Oh yeah, it feels. It feel. Oh no, hold on, I'm gonna. Oh, it feels like I'm drinking teeth right through my, right through that hell right down there. Drink that hot tea.
You're really racist. I love it.
Stick your crumpets in there.
What?
Don't even know.
Oh my goodness. There's this other website called
I'll
Spreaker,
pour the
which.
tea into your teacup.
Stop talking.
Okay.
There's this other website called Spreaker, and basically it's kind of cool. Originally, that's what we were going to host the podcast through, but then we found out they had limitations of how long an episode could be. Like, we could only have a half-hour episodes, and we would have been done in 30 seconds if that was the case. So, it's kind of cool. It's like an internet radio app, but anybody can join it and anybody can stream. And not only will it record your things if you want to upload it to iTunes like we're going to do later, like upload your RSS feed for a podcast episode or whatever, but it'll also let you stream live. And honestly, I kind of wish we could have used that site because it's really effective. But Yeah, it's an unfortunate thing that we can't. Have you ever heard of that site before, or have you used it?
Actually, no. Actually, I haven't been on, like, my most recent websites that I actually been on were, like, YouTube, Microsoft, Xbox, GameStop,
Wait, you go
Google.
On the actual Xbox website?
Yeah, I mean, I had to go on it, like, yesterday and today because,
forum status thing, yeah.
Yeah, the service alert or whatever.
Yeah.
The status. Oh yeah, and some like wikis or whatever.
So, you're starting a YouTube channel, isn't that correct?
Yeah, but I have no idea when it's gonna be.
Alright, do you have an idea for a name yet?
I'm actually a big fan of the color crimson, so I'm thinking of, like, putting crimson into the name.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. Go ahead and email us at twomusketeerspodcast@gmail.com and let us know what you think Brandon's new YouTube name should be.
No, it's okay. I can figure this out.
No. All right,
I could probably do Crimson Tiger, like, do the mascot of my school and like, Crimson.
Maybe. We'll see. So, what's... are you all featuring there? Like, what's it gonna be about?
Well, actually, I'm gonna have, like, I'm gonna make it kind of like a Grand Theft Auto and, Call of Duty Treyarch Zombies.
What do you mean, Treyarch? I thought Treyarch was the only company that made zombies.
Well, apparently now Sledgehammer has their zombies or whatever for Advanced Warfare, which I just do not like at all.
Oh, okay.
Because it is just, I mean, you just randomly, like die or, like, pass out or whatever in, like, survival, and then you just wake up and there's, like, green gas everywhere and zombies are running at you. That is, like, the worst plot I've ever seen in my life.
They have, like, a Modern Warfare 3 survival where it's just, like, shooting people, right?
Yeah.
And then...
but then, like...
okay.
But I believe they said that there's going to be some DLCs for that zombies. And then, I was also, like, talking to, like, a friend about it the other day. And he says, I could live with it. I mean, everyone was waiting for zombies and everyone was going to get pissed. And I'm going to be like, if anyone could wait, like
you
two
can't
or
wait
3 years.
Yeah, 2 years, because they have three things, so it's 2 years without it.
Yeah, I mean, if you could wait, like, 2 or 3 years for a new Halo game, or, hold on, like, Grand Theft Auto 4 came out in 2008, right?
I think so, 2008, okay. 2009. But, yeah, it was, like, a five-year development for GTA 5.
Yeah, if you could wait 5 years... from GTA 4 to GTA 5, then I think that they could wait, like, 2 or 3 years
for a new zombies
from
game.
Black Ops 2 to another Treyarch game.
Yeah.
Which I have no idea what it's going to be called yet, but...
Call of Duty, something dumb, including zombies. But give us money. You heard it here first! New Call of Duty game!
Oh, yeah. And Treyarch's most likely doing it.
I said, Call of
Duty,
give us money.
There's most likely
going
to be zombies.
Call for money, give us money.
I mean, the Treyarch zombies, I mean, they had a really good storyline. And
yeah.
I mean, and I just like the way how it's played, like with the Element 115 and the, like the World War II era and World at War, and then like the Cold War kind of thing era in Black Ops, and then just like the end of the world or sun in Black Ops 2.
Mm-hmm. So you're planning to do that kind of thing. So is it just going to be like a general gaming channel, or are you focusing to only those two games?
I'll actually probably try doing something with Minecraft or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not 100% though.
Uh-huh.
And I actually might do maybe animations, or I might actually do kind of like what some people do by like doing like how like they like reenacting, kind of like if you've seen like GTA 5 online in real life.
Those kind of things.
But yeah, those are, but that's still not confirmed or like 100%. But I think trolling would be 100%. I mean, I've been doing that for a while.
Trolling.
And I kind of want to film it.
All
right. I love pissing off little kids.
Yeah. So, you know how like it seems like every time I turn on the TV now again, it's NFL player beats his wife. NFL player smoked heroin, because that happens. Or like
cough cough. OJ Simpson.
OJ Simpson smoked heroin because he's doing it wrong. No, but seriously, like, every time I turn on the television, it has something to do with some NFL player doing something stupid. And what do you think?
NFL players are trying to act tough when pretty much they are tough just because they're in the NFL. I don't know. No, okay, fine. It's the 21st century. 21st century sucks dickhole.
Yeah, like, something's going wrong every freaking 30 seconds. Something else happens. I feel like the world is upon us.
Yeah, remember, like, Miley Cyrus used to be Hannah Montana, and now she wants to be a porn star or whatever.
I give her 6 months and there'll be a sex tape.
Exactly. And then you got Justin Bieber, who is a crappy pop singer.
Justin.
But now he's a crappy pop singer who does drugs.
So what do you think? Have you heard like what's going on with Bill Cosby?
No, I actually haven't heard. What's going on with him?
Like basically they took off all of his shows and stuff, and everything he was featured in is gone off TV networks now. Because someone came forward and they were all like, Bill Cosby raped me or whatever. But like apparently a whole bunch of people are coming forward saying Bill Cosby was like this horrible sexual assaulter dude. And I don't know if I believe it or not. I mean, I don't want to say I don't believe it, because that's kind of, you know, I don't know, close-minded, I guess you would say. But it's Bill Cosby. I don't think. But he's screwed. Like, his life is ruined.
Yeah, I mean, I did see this one, like, YouTube video a while back of, like, what you call it. It was like a Bill Cosby reenactment game. It was called Bill Cosby Simulator or something along the lines of that. And he would, like, beat people with, like, a shovel or whatever who would, like, walk by him, house.
Is that just
like the mailman or some random ladies, and then he would bury them in his backyard.
Well, that's just a game. But,
I know.
Like,
I have to admit, I did laugh, but
I mean, this is real, and it's kind of a big deal, like, because Bill Cosby's like a major dude in pop culture. Well, I mean, not so anymore, but he used to be like a really big deal, and I don't know how I feel about it. I don't know. Did you know, excuse me, if you search current events, you get a Wikipedia portal, and it'll tell you everything that's happening, like, right now. I mean, like,
oh, wow.
If you will go right now, it'll be, like, December 6, 2014, and I'm looking at it right now, and it's showing me everything that's happened so far today, like, some person named Eric Garner was killed in Ferguson. Big surprise! Demonstrations in New York City, but there's like a whole bunch of, although basically almost every major U.S. city is having protesting because of Michael Brown's death and Eric Garner.
Or that one time how we discovered in 2012 when Treble 3. challenge Super Skarmory to a Pokemon battle.
Oh my god, Treble 3. My pride and joy right there. I love him so much. Trable.
Yeah, he's big. I mean, he's the one that you want to, like... He's the one you want to have a beer with. I mean...
Yeah, I mean...
Like, well, once he's old enough.
Well, I think the upload date was actually in 2010, but...
Yeah, it was in 2010. His last video was in 2010.
Really?
But, like, I was on YouTube today, and I came across this channel. I come across that video. I'm just like, holy shit, I remember this.
You said that to me. I was like, blast from the past, man.
Exactly.
Yeah, he's got thousands of views. Holy crap. Trayble 3's game show.
He only has, like, about, like, 39 subscribers. But, like, thousands of views.
Yeah. He's so hot. It's beautiful.
Yeah, I'd get naked and feed him Takis.
I think we'd all get naked and feed him Takis. Oh, my goodness. He made a Pokemon Platinum walkthrough that looks so good. It's so high quality. And, oh, my
goodness. Yeah, I like how his recording software is like a camera just right over his DS.
Just being held over his DS, and he's only got one of the screens being recorded. And oh,
exactly.
But I mean, I don't want to make fun of him. He's kind of like, you know, 6 years old. But I kind of worry that they have... Where are his parents?
Probably, his mom's probably working nights, and his dad is probably...
gone.
Yeah, his dad must be taking the night shift while his mom also takes the night shift, if you know what I mean.
But, like, I don't know. He's, like, 6 years old, and he shouldn't be on YouTube. That's not a place for him.
Yeah, I mean, especially at that age, I don't think he should be showing his face on YouTube.
Yeah. His voice. Because
you know about all them pedophiles out there.
Oh, God. I would get naked and feed like, him. I mean, we're pedophiles. I would get naked and feed him Takis.
Exactly. I mean, you would come, like a pedo would come across his video and say, my dad is one sexy little boy.
Oh, my God. You're really good at that.
Yeah, I know. That's actually something I do on Xbox Live a lot.
Okay, I don't know. You heard it here first, though, kids. Kids, because, I mean, anybody with a brain wouldn't watch this show. Two Musketeer sponsors Treybolt03. That is TreyBolt03 on YouTube. Check him out. He hasn't made a video in 4 years.
Exactly.
What if, like, what if Treybolt03 is listening to our podcast right now, and he just...
He says...
He's like, I'm Treybolt03. I should make more videos. And we bring back Treybolt03, and he challenges Super Skarmory again, and his Flaffy takes him down.
My Flaffy is level 21 now.
Up to level 20 Pokemon. Because in my Pokemon games, I'm weak. Except he's really...
We cannot go past level 21 now.
Except he's, like, really, high-pitched because he's 6. Up to level 20 Pokemon!
Well, that was 2010. This is 2014.
So now he's gonna be like, up to level 20 Pokemon! 21!
No, he's gonna say...
He's gonna be like, 21!
No, just imagine if he's just like, I have level 20 Pokemon.
What if, like, he's 64 years old now because he's got that disease that makes him age really fast? What's that called? I forget, but, like, in 4 years, they age, like, 40.
Oh.
That would be ridiculous. But he's all like, what if he's that idiot guy who's like, 21, because he's stupid and nobody likes him? I swear to God, freaking, like, what's popular these days in our generation is just so ridiculous, and I'm just...
I can tell he probably gets made fun of a lot in school, but yeah, I mean, I'm not trying to make fun of him here. I'll actually, like, if he's listening to this or whatever, or if anyone's listening to this, I mean, don't think I'm a dick or anything, but I'll give him advice to, like, I'll actually say something that could actually probably, like, make that change. I mean, honestly, you shouldn't, like, listen to what other people think of you. You just be you.
Yeah. I mean...
And just try to get involved in a lot of things.
I mean, we can't really blame the kid. He's a little kid. He's clearly having fun with what he does. And then, like, there's the YouTube comments that are so mean. Like, by 25 seconds in, I wanted to kill myself. Like, oh.
Yeah, that is an asshole move like, right there.
Nobody asked for your opinion. The kid's six. I mean, we'll sit here and we'll make fun of him. But
most people find it adorable. I mean, seriously.
We'll sit here and we'll make fun of him, but at the same time, you know, you kind of feel bad.
I mean, we're not, like, making fun of him saying, like, oh, he's such a little kid, he's such a noob. No, we're not saying that at all.
I'm like, yeah, I don't know.
I mean, yeah, I mean, I'm not an asshole. I could be an asshole whenever I want to be an asshole. I don't choose to be an asshole.
Hazio Villa Gomez, you're a jerk. So who's this little faggot? Other than
that,
like,
guy's an ass.
Yeah, well, I think that's a girl, but and then this one dude, Pokezone 2012.
Then she's a bitch.
Pokezone 2012, best video on YouTube, and then somebody replies, "You're a loser." I don't know.
He's a winner.
Yeah.
God.
Winning.
What if Trey Bolt 03 beat Super Skarmory?
Like, his Flaffy took him down.
My Flaffy is God.
Well, you have three focus at you have or what are they called? Leftovers? Not left. You have quick attack, that like that thing, and then the thing that like lets you hold on with one XP. Like Endeavor, quick attack. In that one belt thing, you can beat any Pokemon.
Exactly.
Wow, listen to this. So just shut up, Trey Bolt 03, and he has no level 20 because he's actually good at Pokemon. What a jerk. I mean, I don't know. I feel like we're talking a lot about...
I mean, you could be good at Pokemon with only, like, level 5 Pokemon. I mean, if you're good at Pokemon, you're not going to, like, get a new game and right away, the Pokemon are just going to come level 100.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like we're talking a lot over something that isn't a big deal, but I mean, just speaking generally, like, drop the whole Trey Bolt 03 thing. There's so much just hatred for people because you don't like how they do things, and it's ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, especially, like, the little kids on Call of Duty. I mean, I see why they get hate because they're underage, but, I mean, I don't think we should give them hate. I mean, I can make fun of them just, like, as jokes, like, just to piss them off as a joke. Because actually they do have funny reactions.
I'm
not trying to get them away from the game.
Let's be honest, though.
If they're being douchebags,
you can be mean to them. It doesn't matter if they're little or not.
I
feel like you should be mean to someone based on whether or not they're being mean, not because they're little. I mean, I can't say I necessarily live by those rules. I'm not. But... I don't know. That's how I feel. That's not what I, you know, do.
Alright. Okay, let's change the topic because I actually got a topic.
Okay.
What I literally just came up with.
Yeah, what are we talking about?
Actually, this is about a horror game.
Okay.
That's mainly for PC and iOS.
Uh-huh.
Which actually is really popular. They just came out with their sequel.
Is it that Five Nights at Freddy's game?
Yeah, Five Nights at Freddy's. There's been this craze about it.
Yeah, what really is it? I don't actually know.
I could actually probably give the story of, like, what I actually read.
Okay.
I'll just go with, what I remember.
Okay.
Well, technically, in the first one... You start a job at Freddy Fazbear's Pizzeria.
Well, I'm not really interested in the plot. I just mean, like, what's the point of the game? Like, what are you doing?
Oh, well, I really wanted to give the story, but okay. Well,
let's not spoil the whole game.
No. The game really doesn't actually give you story details. It actually gives you like a little bit of story
details.
So
it's not really. It's one of those games that doesn't really have a premise to it, other than like setting up what's going on.
Yeah, but like the people who made Five Nights at Freddy's actually told people the storyline.
Okay.
I can't remember what the name was.
Well, just tell me what the game is then.
Okay, well, but still, first of all, you still work as a guy named Mike Schmidt as a night security guard at Freddy Fazbear's Pizzeria.
Okay.
Technically, first of all, you have to survive five nights. Each shift is from 12 a.m. to 6 a.m.
Okay.
When you first start the first night, you'll hear like a recorded message like saying like, "Hey, listen, these motherfuckers will kill you." Something about like the animatronics, because their motors, like, I mean, the main storyline, it says that their motors are like jacked up or whatever in the endoskeletons, which they free roam.
Okay.
They used to free roam during the day until the bite of 87 happened, which I could probably talk about later.
But basically, there's these animatronics free roaming at night, so like they're dangerous, I'm assuming.
Yeah, technically, you're trying to you have to monitor them on these cameras, just to make sure none of them come after you, like, so you don't die in your shifts.
Yeah.
In the main office area, Bonnie the Bunny and Chica the Chicken could actually walk into the rooms.
Okay.
Or the rooms right next to it, like the hallways or whatever. Like you could turn on the lights, see if they're in that room. You could turn shut the door just to block them in. But like every time you use like camera, the lights or the doors. Yeah, the camera lights or doors. Then it uses some of your power supply. And once you run out of power, you can't check the cameras. You can't shut the door. You can't turn on the lights, which makes you very, very vulnerable for Freddy Fazbear to kill you.
Okay, well, why don't you just close all the doors? So.
Because that uses power.
Oh, it uses power to, like, keep them closed?
Yes.
That's kind of dumb. I mean, like, I understand.
I mean, it's like one of those door. It's those kinds of doors that, like, they're like the metal barrier doors or whatever that just, like, slide down from the ceiling.
Oh, okay. So, like.
They make like, that noise or whatever. Kind of like that sci-fi kind of.
Yeah, there's, like, the thing that's holding them down, like, electronically, so, like, you'll run out of power. Okay. I thought, like, they were just, like, regular doors they got shut.
Yeah, but those, for, like, Freddy, Bonnie, and Chica, those doors are not really nothing to worry about unless they're actually in the hallway next to you. Those door, the door on the left is mainly for Foxy. Okay. Foxy, the pirate fox. If you go to one of the cameras, it will show, like, a image of the hallway.
Uh-huh.
And if you see Foxy running down that hallway, Foxy the Pirate Fox, you only have seconds to close that left door. If you fail at closing that door, he'll kill you.
So it's like a strategy game where it's like a horror game, but it's more based on strategy and less like an Outlast type game.
Yeah. It's like strategy horror, whatever.
It's just got some. It's a strategy game that has some jump scares or whatever.
Yeah, I actually say the jump scares are actually pretty damn scary. Well, when you first start playing it.
Yeah.
But
do you think the game is worth all the attention it's getting?
Actually, yes. I actually played it. I actually like it a lot. I mean, the second one is better and scarier.
Because I feel like...
Which is actually different in a way, too. I mean, instead you have, like, about... Oh, hold on. Hey, let me count. You got the four old... You got the four old animatronics, just... Like,
So there's more.
Yeah, you have Freddy, Bonnie, Chica, and Foxy.
Uh-huh.
And then you have the, like, the new ones.
Uh-huh.
Like the new versions of them, like Freddy 2.0, Bonnie 2.0,
yeah, yeah,
Chica
okay.
2.0, yeah, etc. Well, actually, like Foxy 2.0 is not called Foxy 2.0. Instead, he's called Mangle, which okay. is like this pile of like metal and
so
wires.
They're new, basically. But there's not more of them. There's still just the four.
Well, actually, you have to monitor like those eight, and plus, in like one of the cameras, there's this music box thingy. They have to keep winding up, and if that runs out, and if you hear like the tune "Pop Goes the Weasel," then technically this creepy ass marionette puppet comes after you. Which actually you sometimes scares the shit out of me. But sometimes he reminds me of the Phantom of the Opera for some odd reason. But
is this a free game?
Actually, no. I don't think it's free. But I know it's really cheap though.
Well then, how are you playing it? Like, if you don't think it's free, is there just like, did you pirate it or something?
No, I don't know how much it is on PC. I've been playing it on iOS. They cost money on the iOS, and I don't know how the PC is.
Okay. Well, that game sounds kind of interesting. Maybe I'll check it out.
Yeah, and then, like, in the second one, too, the older characters, they're like, withered, like...
Yeah.
Well, like, except... Freddy, he looks like he cut down. Looks like he's on a diet or whatever in the second one.
Okay.
Bonnie, he's missing his whole entire front face, which is creepy as hell. It's like an exposed endoskeleton with, like, red eyes.
Uh-huh.
And, like, wires and metal.
Now, how are the graphics on this game? Is it, like, a cartoony game, or is it realistic?
It's actually pretty realistic.
Okay.
But then, like, also you have, Chica, with her whole entire beak, like, I don't know, like, her whole entire bottom of the head is, like, dismantled or whatever. It's, like, the beak is wider than it was. It's just creepier.
Okay. Well, I think that we're just about out of time, so if anybody actually was stupid enough to stick with us this entire hour, I'd like to thank you all for listening. And remember, you can send us any stories that you have, anything that you'd like us to talk about to thetwomusketeerspodcast@gmail.com. Remember to follow me on Twitter, Jonathan, @theboss0567, and you can follow Brandon @wherewasit?
Well, I don't know if I should, yeah, you know, I'll just give my Xbox Live just to send me messages.
Okay.
Or like, I could give my Facebook. No, I won't.
Nah, don't
Facebook.
Do that. Go
yeah,
ahead.
I'll give my Facebook kind of personal.
Yeah.
My Xbox Live gamer tag is actually pretty complicated. It's like X4T0M1CXT4C0. And it's supposed to look like Atomic Taco. We'll probably write it down or type it out.
Well, I can't type it out. It's a podcast, man. Well,
oh, are you serious? Oh, I thought it was like some sort of like title. I thought there was like a description that you got to do.
I suppose I could descript it on iTunes and stuff. I suppose I wasn't thinking about that. Well, anyways, guys, yeah. Thank you all for watching. Remember, we should have a new a new podcast every Saturday, and it's great talking to all of you. Well, to Brandon and you guys listening in, because you're a bunch of pedophiles. See you later.